You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Rova Athletic Booster Club Hall of Fame ceremony and dinner is set for Friday, January 13th. It'll be the first class in the newly formed Rova Sports Hall of Fame, and the boosters are asking for a donation for the meal. For complete details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Taylorville High School, where the Silver Streaks are prepared to do battle with the Tornadoes. And we're just about ready for the tip-off here. Earlier today, the Silver Streaks lost to Charleston 55-51. Rantoul defeated Taylorville 79-50, so both teams still looking for their first win in the tournament. Taylorville also lost last night to Charleston 47-33, so this will be their third game, the Silver Streaks' second game. The tournament just prior to our game, Charleston scored the last 7 points of the game in about 30 seconds and came back to beat Mattoon 58-57. So for all intents and purposes, the Trojans are in the driver's seat in this tournament for the title right now.
Yeah, they're 3-0. Rantoul 2-0 and hoping to add a little more to that tomorrow. But right now, all we need to do is get the Silver Streaks a win, because if we don't get this one, be pretty tough to get one tomorrow, too. This we saw Mattoon, they're aggressive. They haven't won yet, but they've lost 2 one-point games. They're going to be a handful, and then Rantoul's got the good athletes we'll face tomorrow night. This is the game we got to have a chance, I think, in either one of those.
Tornadoes are 0-11 on the season, if you weren't with us for part of the pregame, and they've won only one game in the last 3 years. I'll start Kyle Willauer, a 6-foot sophomore at one guard spot. Jeff McChristie, a 5'11 sophomore at the other guard spot. They're really, they go with kind of a four-guard lineup, quite honestly. Jack Folk, a 6-foot sophomore, and Chaz Dees, a 6-foot senior. And then their one true big man in the starting lineup, anyway, is Austin Peters, a 6'4 senior. For the Silver Streaks, a completely different starting lineup than anything Coach Mike Reynolds has played in the previous 12 games. And if you heard him in the pregame, if you heard the full pregame interview we had with him, then you pretty much know what's coming here. But Carson Cheeseman, a 6'1 junior, gets a start tonight. He scored 5 points in the opener and did not play at all in the first half, played only in the second half, and brought such energy to the team, especially when they fell behind by 12 at 38-26. The coach, Mike Reynolds, said, all right, you're starting tonight. He said the same thing about Zach Wilkie. So Wilkie, a 6'2 senior, gets his first varsity start tonight, along with Austin Garnett, Grant Gibson, and Lamont Ross. So this is truly a situation where Coach Mike Reynolds continues to seek the right combination of players to bring something to this team and snap this 8-game losing streak. Taylorville trying to snap an 11-game losing streak this season, and the Silver Streaks win the tip. On the left side, Cheeseman, top of the circle to Austin Garnett. They actually give him some room to shoot after he knocked down some perimeter shots earlier, but instead it's down low to Grant Gibson. Back out to Lamont Ross, coming off a career-high 19 in the first game. And we got a timeout called by Mike Reynolds, 22 seconds in the game, who is not at all happy with what he sees in the half-court set.
Well, that's not quite as quick as when we got here during this previous game. They started a quarter, and Mattoon had the ball, and they called a timeout 13 seconds into
right.
It. Same situation. Coach was not happy with what he was seeing in the way of formations out there in execution, and so Mike Reynolds takes a chapter out of that book right here and writes the ship, and we'll see if it results in any points.
And Trevon Diggins replaces Zach Wilkie in the starting lineup. Reynolds has a big smile on his face. He's giving Wilkie something over there. Like Wilkie's rubbing his shoulder. All right, here we go. Back out of the timeout. Right side, Cheeseman with it on the wing. Skip pass left side over to Diggins. Top of the circle, Lamont. Open three, off the rim. And the rebound to Austin Peters for Taylorville. Quickly into the front court. Now slowing it down just short of half court is McChristie. Now he'll bring it across, working against Cheeseman. 1 minute into the game, Taylorville's first possession, the host Tornadoes, and a bad pass picked off by Trevon Diggins. Two-on-one break, bounce pass leading to Cheeseman up and in. And a timeout called by Taylorville. So 1:05 into the game, both teams have now called a timeout.
Well, I think Coach Novar for Taylorville is sick and tired of seeing some of these passes. We saw in the Rantoul game some bad passes as they're bringing the ball up the court, and against Rantoul, when you do that, you get dunked on at the other end. That happened several occasions, and here a bad one, and the Streaks took advantage for a transition basket, and hopefully there are more of those in our future tonight.
Haven't been many transition opportunities like that for the Silver Streaks, certainly not with Diggins and Cheeseman, the two guys leading the break on that one, and they ran it very, very well. Mm-hmm. Now the Streaks put on the full court press, maybe smelling a little blood in the water here already. Taylorville breaks the press with the upcourt pass to Dees, one of only two seniors in the starting lineup and one of only three seniors on the entire Tornadoes roster. Dribbling left comes McChristie. Now into the corner it goes to Folk. Brings it back out. Three sophomores in the starting lineup for a Taylorville team that has not yet won this season. Dees on the dribble around out high. Fake left, drive right by Folk, picks up his dribble, bounces it right over to Willauer. The sophomore pulls up from the high post, shot rims in and out, and the rebound put back rolls through for Austin Peters.
Big kid. Height about 6'4", but a big broad shoulders, probably goes about 225, 230. Strong kid inside.
Streaks break the Taylorville press. This is Cheeseman with it right in front of us. Again, we are floor on the court at our position here at Taylorville. The court is down below the fans, which is a different look. Very unique gymnasium here, the West Gym at Taylorville High School. Skip pass left over to Trevon Diggins. Drives, dishes, out of the lane to Garnett, and a two-pointer with the shot just inside the arc, just like he nearly patented in the first game in the loss to Charleston when he knocked down three of those from the outside.
Yeah, he was hot early, and then we never got him many looks in the second half. I think that was part of our undoing.
Still finished with a varsity career high 10. 4-2 Galesburg, 2.5 minutes into the game. Right side on the outside. Peters skips it back out to the top. Folk, now back right it goes to Willauer. Pulls up just inside the free throw line. Shot rolls off, rebound batted around. Gibson comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Leads the break. 1-on-3 and an offensive foul as Grant took it right down the lane. And Dees was right there waiting for him. First turnover on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and he looks over to Mike Reynolds, and Mike puts a fist out right and left. He's saying, look, you and I, Brad, both saw that one coming. I mean, Grant should have seen that. Instead, he just went right over the top and got the charge.
It's 1-on-3, so the numbers were clearly against him from the whole way. First turnover on the Silver Streaks, first foul of the game on Galesburg. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-2 is the Streaks' lead. On the outside, Willow. Right side it goes over to Folk. Now top of the circle it goes to the outside, Peters on the right. He never puts the ball on the floor, he gets it back out to Willauer. Right side Folk, the sophomore, still with a dribble. Now works his way to the right, reverses directions back outside to Willauer. Fakes left, trying to drive right on Trevon Diggins, skips it into the corner and an air ball three for Folk, and the weak side rebound to Austin Garnett for Galesburg. Up court to Lamont Ross, coming off a career-high 19, as we mentioned a moment ago, but that was in a loss to Charleston. Lamont came up big in the fourth quarter, just couldn't get enough of it done. Now he pulls up from the right side and air balls a two-pointer over the basket. McChristie on the weak side comes down with a rebound. The ugly shooting here on the last couple of possessions for both teams. Galesburg still leading 4-2. Here's Willauer for a quick three. That one's off the mark, and the rebound takeaway from Garnett. Ball batted around. Now Gibson comes down with it. So Peters came down with his third rebound already for Taylorville, but he couldn't get the put back, and the Streaks still lead by a deuce. Ross with it on the left wing, top of the circle, Garnett. Now over to Carson Cheeseman. Starts to dribble back to the top of the circle, bounces it off to Trevon Diggins at the free throw line. Cheeseman trying to work around the screen, hands off to Ross with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2 Galesburg. On the top of the circle, Garnett shoots another long jumper. Again, just inside the arc. This one won't go down. And the rebound to Taylorville. We're out rebounding the Streaks 5-3 in the early going. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Streaks lead by two, but the Tornadoes with another opportunity. Backdoor cut to Willauer and a foul by Austin Garnett as he goes up for the shot.
Streaks in a man that time, and Taylorville really spread the court out and got exactly what they wanted, a cut and a drive inside. Willauer will get some free throws. And I wonder if Kyle Willauer for Taylorville, I don't know if he lost a bet or what. He's got sporting a mohawk, and sometimes you see a whole team go that route. You don't usually just see one individual player, especially in basketball. Football seems like you get guys, let's go do the mohawk thing, and they do that. But it's a little unusual in basketball.
And he's growing it back in on the sides, so it's a pretty subtle mohawk.
Yeah.
He makes both free throws, ties the game at four. Streak scored the first basket, Taylorville tied it. Streak scored the next basket, Taylorville's now tied it again. Ryan Carl into the game. Juggles a pass at midcourt, now gets it off to Lamont Ross.
Willauer probably bet somebody the Cardinals wouldn't win the World Series or something. Finally growing back.
Cheeseman on the left side. In the lane to Carl. Puts up, nope, now dumps it off under the basket to Diggins. Has to save it out of bounds to Grant Gibson. Triple team kicks it out to Carson Cheeseman. Now over to Lamont Ross. Streaks had numbers there but couldn't get the pass out quickly enough to get a shot off for anybody. Now a reach-in foul called on Chaz Dees. A bounce pass into Ryan Carl with the ball just below his waist. And Dees immediately reached in and tried to knock it out of his hands. That's the first foul of the game on Taylorville. Into the game, Drew Nall replacing Diggins. And Tanner Jackson, a 6'1 junior for Taylorville, will replace Dees.
I'm sure the coaching staff would prefer, you know, Ryan, rather than putting that ball on the floor with a double team, to put it straight up over his head, knowing that there's got to be somebody open if there are two guys on him. Those are just little recognition things that have to have work.
Ross knocks down a three from the right corner. Good look on the inbound from Cheeseman to find Ross cutting around the screen. Didn't have much of an open look, but he got it off quickly, and Galesburg now leads by three, 7-4. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Around a screen on the dribble, McChristie now passes it off into the corner, gets it back, and brings it left. Over to Jackson, who just checked into the game for the Tornadoes, wearing the home white with the purple trim. Picks up his dribble, now gets it over left side to McChristie. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Galesburg leads 7-4. Willauer in the left corner, cut off by Gibson, doing a nice job playing the man defense. Pass into the lane. McChristie juggled it, kicks it out. Now top of the circle. They leave it Jackson wide open. They give it over to Willauer, who's cut off driving in along the low blocks. And Lamont Ross gets called for the blocking foul, his first and the team's third.
Well, Taylorville showing a lot of patience. And I think Coach Novar probably realizing they're not going to win it. No matter who they play, if they give up 60, 70 points, they have no chance. So patience has got to be their key. You know, get to the free throw line. If they have a hot streak and then play good defense, maybe they'll win a game or two this year.
At the top of the circle, Grant Livingston, a 6-foot sophomore, has checked into the game. Give you my line I remember from Mike Miller back in the 98 season about lots of passing the ball. Patience is one thing, but not even looking for a shot is something else. And that doomed Quincy in that game against Whitney Young back in the 98 semifinals.
Yeah, you're just waiting for a turnover.
And there it is.
Yeah, Exhibit A right there.
Throw it into the backcourt. Taylorville turns it over for the second time. Quincy, of course, one of the Whitney Young's strengths that year in the 98 season was a full court pressure, and Quincy did a great job of breaking the pressure, but then getting it into the front court, didn't do a very good job of then finding a shot once they broke the press, and they ended up losing that game by, what, 30 or something
big time.
Like that.
Yep.
Now here's a bad idea by Grant Gibson, but he gets saved by the deflection knockaway out of bounds, and the Streaks hang on to it. Grant caught along the baseline, tried to find somebody back out high, and he threw it right into the trap. Here's Drew Nall, top of the circle, knocks down a three. Drew's been really cold the last four games, but he puts the Streaks at six. With a minute to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, he needed that one, get a little confidence back, a little touch back. He had a chance there earlier today, one from the corner that could have given us the lead late in that ball game. Just didn't quite get it down.
Willauer drives, dishes, left corner, 19-footer on the way, rolls off, rebound. Ryan Carl just took it away from Dorian Norville, who's checked into the game. First rebound of the game for Ryan. Now Ross at the other end, tries to pass it back out to Cheeseman, gets kicked out of bounds along the sideline. Streaks will hang on to it. With 42 seconds to go in the first quarter, Garnett back into the game, and Grant Gibson gets his first breather of the night.
It's a tough situation for Taylorville. Yes, they're hosting this tournament, which they're thrilled about to some extent. They're on their home court, but they've been honestly so bad for so many years now, they don't have anybody here. I mean, I don't think they have any more fans than Mattoon brought for the first game tonight. So they really don't have that much of an edge because fans just aren't coming out to see the product.
See if the Streaks want to try to run this clock down and hold for the final shot in the first quarter. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Ryan Carl with it at the top of the circle needs to do something with it or else a five-second call. He just gets it away to Carson Cheeseman. Down to 15 seconds to go. Bounce pass left over to Lamont Ross in front of the Taylorville bench with 10 to go. Garnett, Cheeseman with 7 seconds to go. Dribbles once, gets it out to Drew Nall. He'll shoot the three, rolls off. Weak side rebound to Taylorville with 1, and they won't get off the final shot. 10-4 Galesburg after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, an overnight low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching around 48. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a chance of rain and a low around 35. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Second quarter underway. Ryan Carl has picked up a foul. Other than that, nothing missed. Here's a shot blocked on the opposite end. A little running jumper in the lane by Dorian Norville. But again, Taylorville comes up with a loose ball after the deflection. Now left side it goes along the baseline to McChristie. Skips it back right side, driving into the lane. Willauer is cut off by Garnett. Still with the ball in the lane. We got a 3 second. There it is. 3 second lane violation. Stood there too long, and that's the third turnover on the Tornadoes now.
Yeah, and he still had nobody that he was going to throw the ball to in sight there. That he was in a tough spot just inside the free throw line.
So we're just underway in the second quarter. In fact, we played a minute 20 in the second period. 10-4 is the Galesburg lead. Silver Streaks with the ball. Nall, left baseline. Garnett skips it back out to Ross. Right side over to Carson Cheeseman. Back out to Lamont at the volleyball line. Now over to Drew on the left wing. Into the baseline to Garnett. Bring it back around top of the circle. Lamont right side over to Carson Cheeseman. Skip pass left side over to Drew. He's open for three, and it's a little bit short. Drew steps in front of his man, gets the rebound, in the lane, loses it, and called for a double dribble.
Well, if time of possession were a basketball stat, Taylorville would be winning that battle.
Sure enough.
They've had some long possessions on their end of the court, but they've come up empty most of the time. In fact, it's been a long time since they scored. Had one field goal early and a couple of free throws. Since then, 7 straight misses. Right now, Taylorville 1 of 9 from the field. Galesburg is 4 of 9. Rebounding edge to Taylorville at 8-6. Turnovers low count, 2 for the Tornadoes, 1. Make that 2 for the Silver Streaks.
Tornadoes with the ball here, stepping inside the lane. Fulk dumps it off along the baseline, but trapped there. Ball knocked loose, and Austin Garnett comes up with the steal. Outlet pass to Drew Nall. It's a foot race, and it's blocked out of his hands, but a blocking foul called against Jack Fulk. Did a nice job sprinting down court to prevent the layup, and the Silver Streaks are going to get a couple of free throws here for Drew Nall.
Well, I don't think Coach Jim Novar for Taylorville can fault effort right now. I think his team looks like to a man playing 100%. Not a whole lot of skills there, but they're giving it all they've got.
First free throw of the season for Drew Nall, and it rolls off. Silver Streaks shot poorly from the free throw line in the first game. 3 for 8 from the line in a game they lost by 4. A game in which Charleston also got to the line a lot. And Nall misses both free throws. So the free throw struggles continue. Charleston was 19 of 22 from the free throw line in the first game.
Of course, Taylorville in this conference, when they're down athletically, it's tough. They got to play all the Springfield schools and Lincoln several times a year.
5.5 minutes to go in the first half. 10-4 is the Galesburg lead. Very low scoring game against a couple of teams that are really struggling in bad position in the lane. Fulk threw it up, really, just trying to flip it over his shoulder and got nothing out of it. Carson Cheeseman gets, I guess what you got to call a rebound. Now a bad pass deflected in the lane, and Ryan Carl compounds the turnover by fouling Jack Fulk, who came away with the steal. That's two fouls now on Ryan Carl. Back into the game, Grant Gibson for Galesburg. Well, opportunities here for both teams, but neither one taking advantage of them.
Yeah, offensively, I don't know that maybe outside the Rock Island game we played a whole lot worse than we are right now. Really not getting much together at all.
Kendall Thompson has checked in for the Silver Streaks as Lamont Ross gets his first breather of the night. Inlet pass in the lane. Another bad pass stolen away by Austin Garnett. Turnover starting to mount for Taylorville. Right side on the baseline. Gibson steps inside. Skips it out to Nall for three. Swish! And a timeout called by Taylorville. A 30-second timeout. Nope, going to be a timeout called by Galesburg instead. Streaks leading 13-4.
After a couple of misses, Nall undaunted comes back and hits his second tray of the game to give the Streaks a 9-point edge. 4:43 to go here in this second quarter. First game, a nail-biter went to Charleston. An unlikely unusual comeback victory over the folks from Mattoon, and that had to be a long drive home for those folks to think of what could and should have been for Mattoon. The Green Wave giving a game away to Charleston, their rivals here in the early contest.
I was looking up, the team is still sitting to our right and above us. I was looking up at them earlier before this game started, and some of the kids still had pretty blank looks on their faces, I think. In fact, when the kids were walking off the court, I saw some of them looking up at the scoreboard and staring at it as if to say, surely we didn't lose this game. Surely that final score doesn't show what I think it shows. And now a lot of them sitting there texting, and they're on their phones, so seem to have gotten over it by now, I guess. The whistle is the Streaks knocking the ball out of bounds on the Taylorville possession. The Tornadoes inbound from under their own basket. Inlet pass intended for Carls, and the turnaround jumper comes up with nothing. Austin Garnett gets the rebound. That's Ross Carls, who's come into the game for Taylorville. Silver Streaks trying to build on a 9-point lead here, up 13-4. Ross, left corner to Grant Gibson on the baseline, fakes the shot, kicks it back out to Ross, brings it back into the midcourt circle to Kendall Thompson. Approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter, Streaks lead by 9, 13-4. Right side, Ross starts the dribble, top of the circle, Gibson an open 3, off the back of the rim, and he gets his own rebound. Nobody there, nobody came over for it, and it went all the way back out to Grant for another chance for the Silver Streaks.
Well, if we even shoot a little bit here, we'll win this game because we're getting some wide open looks.
Kendall drives to the baseline, dishes it out to Austin Garnett. Teron Diggins hands off to Lamont Ross, who dribbles back up toward half court. Down to 3:40 to go, second quarter. Galesburg with a 9-point lead and the ball. Diggins on the right wing, top of the circle, Garnett. Left side over, hands off to Ross. Curling into the lane, draws contact, and a foul call against Taylorville. Moving to the basket, are they going to call him in the act of shooting, though? I don't think so.
A little chest bump before he went up on that one, so we'll take it out underneath with Kendall Thompson.
Second foul of the game on Jack Fulk. Inbounds to Lamont, right under the basket, misses the shot. He short-armed it, hit the front of the rim, and Fulk comes down with a rebound for Taylorville. Missed a big opportunity there. Now Fulk at the other end saw an opening and drove it all the way in. His first basket, it's 13-6. Four-point swing there.
First basket for Taylorville in this entire quarter.
Actually, since they tied the game at two back in the first quarter. It's their first basket since then.
Yeah, they just had a couple of free throws.
Here's Ross for an open three. Gets pushed backward, coming off the shot. Diggins on the weak side somehow comes down with a rebound. The Streaks get another crack at it. Offensive rebounds give them some opportunities here. Kendall drives into the lane, dishes it over to Ross. Here's another three. That one rolls off. Rebound, Gibson gets knocked out of his hands, saves it in the lane, still knocked out of his hands. Taylorville still fighting for it and can't handle it, diving for it on the out of bounds, so the Galesburg Silver Streaks will hang on to it.
It was a very Gibson-like series. He keeps the ball alive, scrambles for it, fends off a few guys, bodies hit the floor, ends up out of bounds. Something tells me that's the way Mike Reynolds used to play up at Orion. Just got a feeling under Coach Olson that's probably about it.
Grant short arms the high post shot, and Peters comes down with a rebound for Taylorville. He has four boards. That was a pretty good look by Grant. But between that short shot and then Lamont's short one under the basket last time down the court, a couple of real missed opportunities. Here's Willauer with a pull-up jumper. Now, after the basket, Taylorville starting to creep back into this game down 5, 13-8, with 2:15 to go first half. Thompson, Diggins on the left side. Back out to Kendall. Right side, Ross. Baseline to Carson Cheeseman. Back up top, Kendall Thompson. Left side over to Diggins. Play a little keep away. Trevon steps inside the arc, brings it back out to Kendall. Now Lamont Ross with it. Top of the circle, Thompson, an open three. Swish! Streaks needed that one. Gets them back up eight now, 16-8, 1:45 to go, first half. Bullet pass into the front court to Willauer. Gives it right back to Fulk, who nearly didn't get back into the, from the backcourt into the front court. Willauer with the dribble to the free throw line. Bumped, kicks it out right side to Chaz Dees. Back out high to Blake Peters, who's into the game. One of the few juniors on this team. A drive into the lane and contact and a foul as Fulk took it aggressively to the basket just inside the free throw line. And the official signals somebody got him with an elbow, and that'll be Lamont Ross, his second. And the 15 foul on Galesburg.
Yeah, I don't think Fulk is not much of a shooter from the outside, but he likes to drive with some abandon going in there, and that's probably his best way to go. And Taylorville can use any offense they can get. However, they can find a way to put up a point or two.
Lob up high on the inbound. Now Willauer dribbles right toward the top of the circle. Reverses directions left back behind him to Peters. The junior dumps it off to Dees on the right side. Looking right, now gives it off in front of the bench, and Peters nearly lost it with nobody guarding him, but he hangs on to it, working against Drew Nall on the dribble. Willauer left side over to Dees on the left elbow. Dribbles inside, just outside the free throw line, hands off to Fulk, penetrates into the lane, and there's an offensive foul as Carson Cheeseman was there waiting. Fulk got away with it once, but this time he runs right over Carson Cheeseman. That'll be the offensive foul. Sixth turnover on Taylorville. And the third foul now on Jack Fulk. He'll have to go to the bench, I would think. And he does. Back into the game, Grant Livingston, a 6-foot sophomore for the Tornadoes. Under a minute to go, first quarter, first half rather. Seth Morling checks in for Lamont Ross, so he does not pick up his third foul before halftime. Galesburg on top by eight. Here's a long three by Kendall, and he airmails it. Weak side rebound knocked off Seth Morling, and Willauer picks up the jump.
Noticeably absent in this first half, Aslan Butler has not played a minute. Our leading scorer and leading rebounder is in Mike Reynolds' doghouse, apparently.
Left side drive by Willauer and a foul on the floor from the far official. You got one official standing there 12 feet away. You got another official 40 feet away on the opposite side of the court. And he calls a foul on Taylorville? Apparently so. Well, that's why the official on the far side away from the ball called it, because he saw something away from the ball. It goes against Blake Peters, setting an illegal screen in the seventh turnover on the Tornadoes now with under 29 seconds to go first half. Galesburg could get this into a double-digit lead with a basket here. Leading by eight, Thompson will walk it across midcourt where Peters will wait to pick up the defense. And then Thompson just drives right past him down the lane, up and in. And it is a 10-point lead now at 18-8. Taylorville having trouble corralling the ball to get it inbounds now with 10 seconds to go. Peters across midcourt, right side up court to Dees. Working against Morling, driving inside the free throw line. Dishes it left side, a fake by Peters, drives, throws it out to Willauer with one. They're not even going to get a shot off.
That's how you lose three straight years full of games.
Willauer had no clue the time was running out in the first half, and the Streaks take an 18-8 lead into the locker room. When we come back, on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. We'll take a look at the team stats and the individual scoring, and we'll try to get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. Galesburg up by 10, trying to snap an eight-game losing streak, leading 18-8 over the host Taylorville Tornadoes at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Jim Brickman. Join me live in Peoria, December 29th at the Peoria Civic Center Theater for a Christmas celebration. An unforgettable night of music as we play all the hits and, of course, your holiday favorites. So come celebrate with us live Thursday, December 29th at the Peoria Civic Center Theater for a magical night of music, laughter, and memories.
Order your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or the Peoria Civic Center box office.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker!
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Is an aching back something you've just learned to live with? Do you expect to be in pain when you get up in the morning or from the simple act of standing up from your chair? Well, that's no way to live. If you're suffering from back pain, no matter how infrequently or fleeting, it is cause for serious consideration. You should call Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at 344-4988. As a doctor of chiropractic, Dr. Hayden has had great success in providing relief to people suffering from nagging backaches. Whether the degree of pain is annoying or excruciating, it may be easily and painlessly corrected through chiropractic care. Since Dr. Jeffrey Hayden uses no drugs or surgery, when the pain is gone, you can be sure the cause of your pain is gone too. Don't hesitate in calling Dr. Hayden. He'll provide you with a spinal screening to determine if chiropractic can help you. Make that call today to 344-4988, the Hayden Chiropractic Center. Remember, there's no substitute for feeling the absolute best.
Due to federal regulations, this offer does not apply to Medicare, Medicaid, or federal insurance programs.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker!
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker!
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
The rubber game of high school basketball here on WGIL today. Galesburg boys lost earlier to Charleston here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 55-51. Galesburg girls were winners at the Charleston Tournament, 80-50 over Decatur Eisenhower. And here at the half in the nightcap, at Taylorville, the host Tornadoes falling victim to the Silver Streaks, trailing 18-8 as Galesburg tries to snap an eight-game losing streak and Taylorville trying to snap a three-year losing streak. 0-11 this year, no wins last year, and only one win the previous year. And the Silver Streaks, I guess, Jim, are taking advantage of it. There were certainly opportunities here to have more than a 10-point lead in this first half, but when you've lost eight in a row, 10-point lead is just fine with me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Taylorville, just not a team that, as we mentioned there during the break, that you can really foresee putting enough offense together in a row to make that sort of a run. But the Silver Streaks have been no bargain. We've just been fortunate enough to hit some wide-open shots. I mean, we're getting wide-open looks that we haven't seen since we played Talent and Diet the first two games of the season at the right. Thanksgiving tournament. And so, again, you get into that horse game where, you shoot up enough threes out there, you're going to hit a few of them, because otherwise I'm not really that encouraged by anything else that we've been able to accomplish out there. Right now we're 7 of 18 from the field, just a 3 of 10 effort in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Taylorville just 3 of 13, 1 of 7 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second period. Rebounds, actually Taylorville with a bit of an edge there, 13 to 10 on the glass. And the turnover count, we're keeping it low for the second straight game, just 3 Galesburg turnovers. Taylorville has gotten up to 7 in the turnover department. So if there's one thing we've done well today, it's keep the turnovers low. We had only 6 against Charleston today, but still didn't get the W when it was all said and done.
Taylorville 0 for 3 from 3-point range. The Silver Streaks 4 for 11 from behind the arc. Taylorville 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The Streaks have missed both of their free throw attempts. Again, it's 18-8 Galesburg. By 10 at the half. Take a timeout here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. Talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff and check the individual scoring when we come back from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg boys lead by 10 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today and start saving.
Everybody knows a game is better with a goal. The goal is better with announcers.
Goal!
Announcers are better in the movies.
In a world with no plot.
Movies are better with fast cars. Cars are better when they take you to McDonald's. McDonald's is better with Coke. Coke is even better when it's a buck. Get any size Coca-Cola or soft drink for $1 at McDonald's. And it really doesn't get any better than that. The simple joy of better. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
The Illinois Emergency Management Agency presents actress Marion Ross as Marion.
Howard, our disaster preparedness kit is a disaster. You filled it with beer, your bowling trophy, the autographed picture of Miss Kenosha, 1970, and a liverwurst sandwich.
Howard's at lunch, Marion.
Well, tell him what should go in our kit is at ready.illinois.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
And stop rolling your eyes at me, Sonny, or I'll reach through this phone and smack you on the noggin.
Yes, ma'am. Ow!
Get prepared. Visit ready.illinois.gov. Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, an overnight low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching around 48. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a chance of rain and a low around 35. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Taylorville. Streaks lead 18-8. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Steve, not the biggest offensive first half, but your defense is keeping in it.
Yeah, and we talked today after our ball game this afternoon that we got to get back to playing the way we've set a tone here in the 4 years Coach Reynolds. And that's great defense, great effort, be fundamentally sound on the offensive end, and I thought we made strides and made improvement in that in this first half. We've got to carry it over in the second half. Not let up at all. In fact, we've had a hard time getting started in the third quarter. We need to really have a good start here to get out of those doldrums.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for giving us some time here at halftime. As the Streaks lead by 10, 18-8. Take a look at the quick look at the first half scoring for Taylorville. Well, that's easy enough. Kyle Willauer with 4. Jack Fulk and Austin Peters each have two. That accounts for their 8 points. For the Silver Streaks, Drew Nall off the bench leads with six. Kendall Thompson with five. Lamont Ross has three. Carson Cheeseman and Austin Garnett each with two. Quick jumper by Austin to start the second half. Misses the long run. And Kyle Willar on the run with a rebound, and then he gets cut off by five Silver Streaks defenders, getting back very quickly. Good defense by Galesburg there to prevent the layup. Now inlet pass to Austin Peters. Kicks it back out to Jeff McChristie. The five starters return to start the second half for the Tornadoes. Left side McChristie with it. Bullet pass down low on the blocks. Turn around and a nice step to the basket by Austin Peters. Gets his fourth point. 18-10, and a little full court token pressure by Taylorville. Carson Cheeseman up court with Lamont Ross. Drew Nall starts the second half for the Silver Streaks. Trevon Diggins and Zach Wilkie started the game. Will not start the second half though. Garnett back out high to Lamont Ross. Left side into the corner. Quick pass in the lane. Gibson skips it back out to Cheeseman. Now top of the circle. Ross for three.
Terrific ball movement by the Streaks that time, and everything looks better with a finish like that. A big three from the top of the key, and the Streaks up 11.
Biggest lead of the night for Galesburg. Just past the 7 minute mark of the third quarter. 21-10 is the Galesburg lead. Far cry from an 80-50 game you heard earlier today here on WGIL with the girls winning. Cheeseman with a little push foul on the opposite side from us right in front of the Taylorville bench. First foul on Carson and the first team foul on Galesburg here in the second half. 6:41 to go third quarter. We're just underway.
I think really the only thing that could break us down in this one is if we did start making a bunch of silly fouls and get to Taylorville into a free throw situation. Not that they're good, a great free throw shooting team, but that might give the underdog a little breathing room.
Little clear out, two putbacks, and finally a third opportunity for Jack Fulk after he gave a little bump to clear out Drew Nall under the basket. He missed the shot. The rebound came right back to him. He missed that putback, and finally on the third attempt, he not only gets the basket, but the second foul of the game on Grant Gibson, and here's a chance at a three-point play. Free throw up and good. And Fulk in the game with five now. It's 21-13. Galesburg's lead back down to eight.
I don't think Mike Reynolds really enjoyed watching
nope.
The same player get three cracks at the basket right underneath uncontested.
Right side Garnett. That's an indication that nobody came out to help. Here's Grant Gibson with a three, and he knocks it down. They're going to say a two just on the line, apparently. Couldn't really see it from our vantage point. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead, 23-13. Taylorville breaks the Galesburg press into the front court. McChristie on the dribble, trying to work his way left. Skips it into the corner. Here's a quick three by Willauer, and he knocks that one down. He has seven on the game. Shooting is picked up here in the second half for both teams. Galesburg leads by seven. Aslan Butler will check into the game for the first time tonight at the next dead ball. Here's a quick three by Nall. That one is good. Nine on the game for Drew Nall. Back to a 10-point lead, 26-16.
And a timeout, Taylorville.
Coach Jim Novar stands there with his head down and his hands on his hips. A full timeout. 5.5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Silver Streaks lead by 10. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Celebrate New Year's in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street with party favors and champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Ring in the new year at Best Western Prairie Inn with their package, including one standard sleeping room, prime rib buffet for two, champagne, party favors, entertainment by drive, and breakfast for two in the morning for $139.99 plus tax.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year. Klinker.
3% over invoice, plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays game two of the Charleston Holiday Tournament against Urbana tomorrow morning at 10:30. I'm Tom Merida. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action around 10:15 on WGIL.
Aslan Butler into the game for the Silver Streaks for the first time tonight. Galesburg leads by 10. And now a reach foul call on the Galesburg possession. Grant Gibson caught up just outside the right side of the lane, but Taylorville bails him out. Jeff McChristie with a reach-in foul gets called for his first. And the first team foul on the Tornadoes here in the second half. Back out of the game. Austin Peters sits down. Grant Livingston, a 6-foot sophomore, in to replace him. 4:48 to go, third quarter, and on the inbound, wide open, Aslan Butler from the left corner knocked down the three, and the official blew the whistle and stopped the action, and Aslan made it, too.
They never did say why they blew the whistle, did they?
Nope, and now we're going to start over again. Aslan's wide open out on the wing. Now they get it to Nall instead, and his shot rims in and out. Grant Gibson with a rebound, and they're going to call the tie-up instead, and the held ball sends it back Taylorville's direction. Coach Mike Reynolds not happy about that one. That was kind of a quick whistle there.
Yeah, sure was. I've seen a lot more contested balls not called the jump ball there.
So Taylorville down 10 with the ball back now after a fortunate sequence there on their part. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Nearly losing the dribble out high. McChristie gets it off to Tanner Jackson down low. Pass knocked away. Butler dives on the floor for it. Comes up with a steal. Cheeseman up court through Grant Gibson's hands, and the Streaks turn it right back over. Only their fourth turnover of the game. But they missed an opportunity there. Willauer on the dribble gives it off to Livingston. Drives inside, now dishes it off to the outside. Now left side it goes over to Tanner Jackson. Top of the circle, McChristie drives, one-handed runner, banks it in.
Taylorville starting to show a little more sign of life offensively here late second quarter and now in this third quarter.
Well, they have 10 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter after they scored 8 the entire first half. Right side, Lamont Ross with it. Quick pass down to the baseline. Gibson trying to work his way in. Cut off, skips it back out. Nall gives it right back to Grant on the high-low. Dribbling in, low post, fade away, shot short, rebound Taylorville. Jack Fulk slaps the ball between the hands and a chance for the Tornadoes to cut a little closer. Down 8 with 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. A drive all the way into the lane, rolls off, rebound knocked around. Butler comes up with it for the Silver Streaks. Good opportunity there by McChristie for Taylorville, but he just couldn't finish it off. The lane was there, and he just missed the shot. Nall with it. Now left side it goes to Lamont Ross on the elbow. Back over to Carson Cheeseman. Left open for three, but instead he dumps it down to Gibson. Looking for a more high percentage shot. Grant curls through the lane. Turnaround jumper, switched it.
You earned that one.
Back up to a 10-point lead for Galesburg, 28-18. Gibson caught in traffic, went left, and spun back to the right for the turnaround jumper for his fourth point of the night, all in the second half. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Silver Streaks lead 28-18. Jackson trying to drive in on Aslan Butler. Aslan hanging right with him. Now Jackson picks up the dribble. Aslan all over him. Needs help. Jackson falls down and, well, Aslan with those long arms made contact, but both officials agreed, calling the travel. So Taylorville turns it over. Good defense by Aslan, forcing Jackson to just kind of fall down with it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think Jackson wants to see that on his highlight film for the season. He was turning both ways and then just fell all over himself and the foot of Aslan Butler, and it wasn't a pretty fall either, and ended up being a traveling violation.
Ross on the dribble out high. Back over to Kendall Thompson. Open as they clear it out from the right side. He throws it up toward the basket. That won't go. Rebound battered around in the lane through Ryan Carl's legs. And here comes Taylorville out with it. McChristie leading the break into the front court. All the way up the left side. Now brings it back out. Between the circles, Tanner Jackson. Now over to Fulk, the sophomore. Cut off by Carl. Down to 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Taylorville down 10, and a reach-in foul called right in front of Coach Jim Novar, who immediately put the hands out, saying, why aren't you going to call that one? And just as he did that, Aslan Butler did get whistled for his first foul.
Yeah, no question. Aslan, the left arm, put it right in front of the guy going by him. No question that was a foul. So the Silver Streaks, three team fouls now. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, still up 10.
Backing up on the dribble, McChristie now working against Kendall Thompson. Spinning to the right, Kendall stays with him. Reverses left on the dribble into the corner to Willauer. Driving baseline into three Silver Streaks defenders. Shot blocked by Ryan Carl. Everybody diving on the floor for it, and a tie-up finally called. And the Silver Streaks will get it on the alternating possession. Well, there's, what, three players who immediately dove from the floor. We saw Aslan Butler dive for a loose ball earlier, and that's more what Mike Reynolds wants to see from his team.
Yeah, yeah, those are the little things that can make a pretty big difference, just that mentality. And I think he wants to be the point where he doesn't have to remind him to do that. He just wants it to come naturally.
On the outside, Butler with it between the circles. Now Ross with it, backs up, pushed all the way back toward half court, circles right over to Kendall Thompson in front of the Galesburg bench. 80 seconds to go in the first, third quarter, rather. Offside Ross, bounce pass inlet to Ryan Carl, knocked loose. Ryan chases it down and gets it back to Ross, saving it for the Silver Streaks. Ross resets the offense. That's a contact down below the basket. Streaks now clear it open on the left side. Butler drives to the right, though. Found an opening. Tried to dump it off to Carl. Saves it. Shoots over the basket. Gets his own rebound on the right side, and he's fouled going back for the putback.
Aggressive play by Ryan Carl that time. Staying right with it after the miss on the other side of the basket. He was kind of having to step over a couple of guys that had hit the floor, too. There was a mess underneath the basket, but Ryan stuck with it.
Streaks need to hit some free throws now. 0 for 2 in this game. 3-8. Earlier today, and Carl's first one swishes through. That's his first point of the night. Galesburg by 11, 29-18.
No reminder, we look up at the rafters of Taylorville's success in girls basketball back in the late 90s. Galesburg fans will remember the name Allison Curtin. Galesburg and Taylorville having several big battles in that season, and
including in the semifinals, the state semifinals, when both teams were 33-0.
And the fans, I think if the girls weren't playing hard enough, the fans were about ready to get into it as well. I know the Galesburg fans weren't real fond of what they considered some obnoxious Taylorville fans, and I suppose they probably felt the other way coming back. It was quite a rivalry when those two played.
Take it back, that was earlier. That was not the 98 season, the year that Allison Curtin was Miss Basketball for Illinois. That was earlier. There's a missed three and an air ball, and Trevon Diggins on the weak side comes down with a rebound. So the Streaks leading by 12 after two Ryan Carl free throws can now build the lead, but down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. See if they can take advantage of it. On the outside, Diggins, right side over to Kendall Thompson, down to 24 seconds to go. Kendall dribbles left around a screen from Carl, now backs up, down to 20. Thompson at the top of the circle, down to 17, down to 16. Picks up his dribble, skips it over left to Lamont Ross on the wing. Found an opening, drives to the baseline. Shot rolls off. And the rebound by Austin Peters does a nice job blocking out. Leaves Taylorville with time with 6 seconds, bringing it up midcourt. Now up the left side to Jeff McChristie. Pulls up from the corner, air ball, and the weak side rebound under the basket does not go for Austin Peters, and I don't know if it would have counted, but it doesn't matter. He didn't make it. 30-18, Galesburg by a dozen after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Inspired by Clark Griswold, you decided putting zillions of twinkling little lights around your house was a grand idea. Taking them down, well, help.
Good news, your leg is healing quite nicely. Bad news, your spouse can't take off work to get you to your therapy appointments. Call Handy Van. They'll get you there. Stop by the office in the Galesburg Community Center or call 345-3686 to sign up. Monday through Saturday, Handy Van is on the go for you.
News, talk, sports on WGIL.
Lead the host Tornadoes 30-18 after three quarters. Hasn't been a real high scoring affair. Galesburg was tied a couple of times in the first quarter at 2-2 and 4-4. They led it 10-4 at the end of the first quarter, 18-8 at halftime. And since taking that 7-4 lead back in the first period, have just slowly built a more comfortable lead. 12 is going to be an awful lot for this Taylorville team to come back from, especially when they throw it away on their first possession of the fourth quarter, their 11th turnover of the game.
Rifled that one to no man's land over here to the right of our table.
Should thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville today and tomorrow. Traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima program vehicle, and some great opportunities, some great deals available at Galesburg Nissan. We'll tell you about here a little bit more as they get the next dead ball opportunity. Lamont Ross with it, just going to shoot the three, and it's short. The long rebound out to Carson Cheeseman. Another chance for the Silver Streaks. in the lane. Ryan Carl inside the free throw line, and they dish it back out, and another opportunity coming here. Kendall Thompson spins away from a double team, working his way right, gets past both men, dumps it off wide open under the basket. Cheeseman lays it up and in.
Like Taylorville ready to chase a little bit more now as
yes.
they were double teaming Kendall Thompson, who made things happen.
And once he dribbled past the double team, there was a couple of guys who had to be open, and he found one of them, Cheeseman, for his first basket since the first quarter. Left side on the wing, McChristie. It's a 14-point Galesburg lead. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Deflection knocked away. Galesburg with another steal. Thompson right down the lane, and a reach foul called on McChristie, who just turned it over on the opposite end. And Thompson, I think, is going to get a couple of free throws here.
Should.
Two turnovers and two possessions for Taylorville here in the fourth quarter. Let's talk more about those offers at Galesburg Nissan right now.
Oh, yeah, the certified pre-owned. Last time around, we had the total number of those that they had, but we don't have that, but we do have a nice 2009 yeah. white Nissan Altima that we're driving. We'll talk about that more than Kendall Thompson's free throw.
Oh, God.
He caught nothing but air on the right side of the rim. But
not only was it short, it was off the mark to the right.
You won't come up short, though, at Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and see them there and ask about, well, not only their great lineup of new vehicles, but also the certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll treat you like family, give you a good price, and tell them you heard about Nissan vehicles. Listen to Silver Streaks Basketball here on WGIL as they provide our transportation as well as that of our girls team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson back and forth to all of our games again this season.
Thompson misses the free throw. Then Tanner Jackson coming down with a rebound got fouled by Ryan Carl, his third of the game. So that's five team fouls on Galesburg. So they have a 14-point lead still. Could have been more. Now Kendall leans in hard on Livingston on the man-on-man defense and picks up his second foul. Maybe a little frustrated after those two badly missed free throws. Second foul of the game on Kendall. 16 fouls now on Galesburg. Just under 6:40 to go in the game. Streaks leading 32-18. On the inbounds, Tanner Jackson looking, and a whistle just as he gets it inbounds, and a timeout called by Taylorville, a 30-second timeout, as they were awfully close to a five-second call there.
Yeah, that would have been their third turnover in four possessions in this quarter, and that's not the way to come back. So as we suspected, I mean, there's still 6:38 to go, but it's just hard to envision with the players Taylorville puts on the court, unless you just completely step aside, that they could have any sort of a big offensive explosion. They just make too many mistakes and don't have enough scores. Maybe in a year or two, the sophomores will have matured and they'll be a better basketball team, but right now, pretty good chance they could go 0 for another season after not winning a game the last couple of years.
Had them shooting better that third quarter, though, right? 4 of 10 is what
yes.
I had.
Yeah, they, like you said, they outscored their first half total in one quarter alone. 10 points there after just putting up 8 in the first half.
Silver Streaks had also shooting 4 of 10 in the quarter. 32-18 is the Galesburg lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the game here. On a curl, Tanner Jackson down the lane with a right hand too strong off the glass. Aslan Butler fights off a couple of defenders for the rebound, then nearly throws it away. Heck of a save by Kendall Thompson to our right, going out of bounds after the bad pass, and the Streaks will hang on to it here. On the right side, Lamont Ross puts up the shot from about 15 feet away and draws a foul. A little push foul called against Taylorville.
Well, and after scoring
on the floor
19 points earlier today, Lamont Ross in this gymnasium, I think, playing with as much offensive confidence as we've seen him all season long. He doesn't have that many points tonight, but he's got his share, and he's very confident, whether it's from the perimeter or going to the basket.
6 points for Lamont Ross tonight. On the inbounds, he gets it after the foul on the floor against Chaz Dees, and now a foul again on Taylorville on the reach. Has a little push called against after the pass inlet to Ryan Carl, then he got pushed from behind by Austin Peters. That's only the first foul on the big man for Taylorville. And they quickly pick up a team foul. A couple of team fouls, have five for the game now. Ross dribbles left over to Kendall Thompson on the wing. The inlet pass intended for Ryan Carl, batted away from the backside. Out of bounds. Streaks hang on to it. Now under 6 minutes to go in the game. And a 14-point Galesburg lead. Taylorville with only 18 points on the night, so it's awfully hard for them with that kind of offensive production to come back from 14 down. And Lamont Ross with a runner down the right side of the lane puts it up and in for his 8th point of the night, and the timeout called by the Streaks as they build the lead to 16 now at 34-18. This is a full timeout by Galesburg. 5:50 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At the Taylorville Boys Basketball Tournament, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nicole Olin, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the host Tornadoes 34-18. They have scored the last 8 points after taking a 26-18 lead. They have scored the last 8 to build a 16-point lead over the Tornadoes. With now 5:45 to go, coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Tornadoes with the ball. McChristie into the front court. Into the lane, jumper by Tanner Jackson inside the free throw line, missed it. Rebound, loose ball, picked up by Kendall Thompson on the run for the Silver Streaks. Driving it all the way in from the right side, and a foul on the floor as Kendall took it to the basket. And after two badly missed free throws a moment ago, he got a chance to right himself with a couple more here.
Let's at least catch some iron.
Foul of the game on Jack Fulk, his fourth. Team fouls even at 6 now.
Kendall down, touching his toes right now as he approaches the line. He got knocked to the floor pretty hard. I think he felt that one.
Thompson on the season came into this game at 16 of 21, 76% for the season, and he can't get the friendly roll on the first one, so he's now missed 3 in a row. Well, just like that, his free throw percentage has dropped 10 points from 76 down to 66.5%.
Best shooter back in for Taylorville, Kyle Wilhauer. Really the only guy we've seen with much perimeter range.
Second free throw up and in. Finally, Kendall knocks one down. He has 6 points for the game, streaks lead by 17, 35-18, with 5:25 to go into the game. Driving into the front court, left side Fulk had an open three, penetrates inside instead and gets the runner as Ryan Carl tried to draw the offensive foul, but to no avail. Fulk now with 7 points in the game, 7 of their 20. Galesburg leads by 15. 5 minutes to go. Silver Streaks trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. And are on the way to doing it. Pass down low to Aslan Butler. Double teamed on the baseline. Throws it through along the baseline to Carson Cheeseman. And now back out to Kendall Thompson. And a reach around foul called from the backside. Fulk just fouled out of the game. And he puts Galesburg in the bonus with 17 fouls now.
And Taylorville taking some chances with that press. The Silver Streaks haven't forced the issue on a number of occasions when maybe they could have. But I guess when you're up 15... you don't need to be running down, flying around, making any mistakes. You want to take good care of the basketball. We've got Thompson at the free throw line. That's been a familiar sight here in this fourth quarter. You know, this year when we say Thompson, that's all we have to say. For several years, we had to differentiate the Thompsons, but right now when we say that, you know it's got to be Kendall. Chad and Brandon having moved on.
And Kendall makes the first free throw. 7 points now. Galesburg by 16, 36-20. That could be awfully confusing at times between Brandon Thompson, and Chad Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're down to Kendall Thompson and Chad Johnson, who is not playing with the team right now. Kendall seems to have found his stroke after missing 3 in a row. He's now made 3 in a row, and Galesburg leads by 17, 37-20. 4:40 still to go in the game. On a curl around from the left side. Livingston all the way in the lane. Missed it. Thompson comes down with a rebound. Gets away from a little reach in. Drives it into the front court. Intended for Austin Garnett. Knocked away from behind out of bounds. Galesburg hangs on to it. Thompson will inbound from the left of his own basket. 4:33 to go. Streaks by 17. On the inbound, Drew Nall. Now baseline. Garnett driving in. Moves off his man. Dishes it back out on the high low to Nall. Drives in. Dumps it off under the baseline. Garnett fouled going to the basket. Nall hit the floor as well. He pops back up. And Garnett will go to the free throw line. On the eighth team foul against Taylorville. The second of the game on Austin Peters.
Good penetration by Nall that time. Whipped it back around him to Garnett coming in. Garnett got hammered, and we'll get the free throws. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws from here on out, the way Taterville's starting to pile up the fouls, and it seems like they don't seem to care too much. If they're putting us to the line, they're trying to do something to get the ball back and scramble back into this game, but it's getting farther away from them instead of closer.
Garnett 50% from the free throw line on the season, 7-14. Can get over the 50% mark here, and he does, making the second free throw. He's got 4 points tonight, two in the first quarter, now two in the fourth quarter. Gelsberg with its biggest lead at 39-20. 4:15 to go in the game. Willauer over to Blake Peters. Now out high, Livingston with it. Right side on the wing, Tanner Jackson. Now starts to dribble left, back out top of the circle to Blake Peters. Bounce pass right over to Willauer. Working against Lamont Ross, drives past him, pulls up inside the free throw line and swished it. Timeout called by Taylorville. Down by 17. A full timeout for the Tornadoes. 39-22 Galesburg. Halfway through the fourth quarter, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just past the midpoint of the fourth quarter. 3:59 to go in the game. Taylorville has used its fourth timeout. The Silver Streaks leading by 17, 39-22. Galesburg will have the ball. And the Tornadoes put on the full court press with Thompson and Nall, Ross, Butler, and Garnett for the Silver Streaks. And it goes to Lamont. Streaks need to get some urgency. Now Lamont sprints up court. Now down the right side of the lane and draws a foul. Taylorville there to try to draw the charge, but moving along the way, Lamont was going about as fast as he possibly could with the dribble, and nobody for the Tornadoes was willing to kind of plant themselves and let Lamont run them over. The foul called on Kyle Owens, just his first for the 5'7 junior off the bench for the Tornadoes, and Ross goes to the free throw line. 8 points tonight, missed the free throw. Rebound Dorian Norville for Taylorville.
As you often see, when two struggling teams get together, the fourth quarter can get long. A lot of fouls. And fortunately for us, we're up 17.
And a travel called on Owens as he started the dribble right, then moved left. And that's the 13th turnover on the Tornadoes now with 3:34 to go in the game. Thompson will inbound to our right, along with Nall, Ross, Butler, and Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Full court press by the Tornadoes. Thompson lobs it into Ross. Everybody else backs off. He'll go one-on-one against Willauer in the backcourt. Garnett comes up to help out, try to set a screen. Lamont goes around it to the left, pulls up on the wing, now dribbles right, dumps it off baseline. Garnett drives, stumbles, runs into a double team and a tie-up call. Galesburg hangs on to it on the alternating possession.
Yeah, when he stumbled, I thought they might get him for a travel, but the tie-up, the arrow our way, avoided the turnover.
Now Thompson to inbound from the right of his own basket. Quick look on the inbound to Butler, who gets fouled going up for it right underneath the blocks. Threw it over the basket but draws the foul. 10 team fouls on the Tornadoes. First of the game on Dorian Norville, and Aslan Butler will shoot a couple of free throws. Let's hope he does better than he did in the first game when he missed all three of his. Butler down to 31-49 on the season and makes the first one beautifully. Aslan Butler has not taken a shot the whole game. That's his first point.
Didn't even play the entire first half. And, has been mostly a distributor here in this second half. And I'm sure Coach Mike Reynolds trying to make a point, whatever it is, as he misses his second free throw. But for us to be successful, we really need our leading scorer and rebounder to become the player he was a couple of weeks ago.
There's a near steal. Livingston gets it away from Drew Nall. Now passes it down low into a double team. Streaks create a loose ball and come out with it. Butler leading the break to Lamont Ross. Left side over to Nall. Has to save it on the baseline. Way back out high to Kendall Thompson. Nice job by Galesburg to get another crack at it. And Nall knocks down the three. Drew Nall with 12 on the game. Galesburg with its biggest lead now at 43-22. One short of his career high, which was 13 against Thornridge back in the Thanksgiving tournament. Driving in from the right side, Tanner Jackson takes it in and draws a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks. That's 17 fouls on Galesburg now.
Good shot and by Jackson. Was
second in the game on Butler.
Thing of beauty, wasn't it? It's kind of a big guy to be throwing up a shot like that, and we were kind of silly to commit the foul because that had no chance of going in as he makes the first free throw. About halfway down the right side of the lane, did a double dip and threw it up, smashed it off the glass, and got the whistle and the foul.
2:36 to go in the game. Tanner Jackson's first free throw attempt of the night. He has 3 points. Now the second one on the way is good as well. Perfectly done. 43-24, Galesburg by 19. Jackson sits down. Replaced by Kyle Owens back into the game. He's giving up some size there on the inbound. Thompson gives it to Lamont Ross. Pretty bad position, but he was able to get the pass before the steal. Now driving it one-on-one into the front court. Works his way to the volleyball line. Ross trying to work around a screen from Austin Garnett. Now Garnett comes out for the pass on the left. Works his way to the right between the circles. Hands off to Ross. Down to 2:15 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 19.
This Owens is their version of Trevon Diggins. He's a little guy, but he comes in and just gets right in your shirt, and he's a defensive specialist.
Grunahl backs up. Right side pass over to Aslan Butler on the right elbow. At the free throw line, Lamont Ross gives it back out to Aslan, drives past his man into a double team, dumps it off. They're going to call an offensive foul. Boy.
And he ran over Mr. Owens.
Not sure about that one.
He camped in the lane there.
And it looked like Owens kind of leaned in underneath as Aslan went airborne, and Owens kind of sneaked in underneath. But nevertheless, the foul on Butler, his third. And, wow, Jim, just the first turnover of the fourth quarter for Galesburg. Is that right?
Yep.
And only five for the game. They have only two in the entire second half. Down to 1:55 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 19.
Well, and that was probably a case of size because big guy runs over little guy, usually it's a charge. If it's a big guy on defense, then he's probably going to get the call against him. It's just sometimes the officials give in to human nature, just the visual part of it.
Livingston cut off on the baseline out to McChristie. Left side skip pass over under the wing to get it back out to Willauer at the top of the circle. Tried to work around the screen. Now McChristie shoots the long jumper and missed it. Aslan Butler comes down with a rebound, his third. In the backcourt, Carson Cheeseman up court into the front court to Kendall Thompson. And Coach Mike Reynolds says, spread it out. Down to a minute 15 to go in the game. They do spread it out. Kendall drives baseline, throws it over the basket. Rebound tipped out, saved by Butler. Baseline to Lamont Ross, who can't get the 12-footer. And the rebound goes, rolls over to the top of the backboard, falls off to the right to Livingston for the rebound.
Under a minute to go now. Thankfully, as this one's gotten to be pretty sloppy down the stretch.
Driving in from the right baseline, Tanner Jackson picked up the loose ball after the Streaks created a deflection in the lane, almost came up with a steal. Now Butler picks up a quick fourth foul. Fouling Tanner Jackson, it goes back to the line where he just made a couple a moment ago. Grant Gibson will come back in for the Silver Streaks after this first free throw. 19-point Galesburg lead and an air ball on the free throw. Well, that's the second one of those we've seen this game.
His made the net move a little bit, though.
That's true.
I don't think Kendall's even,
no.
even it wasn't even close enough to the net to get a breeze.
Gibson in, Butler out. Second free throw by Jackson on the way, and good. He has 5 points, all in the fourth quarter. Galesburg leads by 18, 43-25 with 45 seconds to go. The eight-game losing streak is almost history now. Thompson on the dribble, runs into Willhauer, gets it over to Grant Gibson. Got a little elbow into the face. Grant drives all the way down the lane and lays it up and in. Nobody came over to block him out, and that's as easy as it gets right there. Back to a 20-point Galesburg lead. Left side Livingston. Back out high to Jackson. Throws it off his own leg. Turns it over back to the Silver Streaks. Thompson down the right side of the lane up and in. He has 5 in the quarter, 10 for the game. Just like that, back to a 22-point lead with 12 seconds to go. 47-25.
And barring a steal, that'll be our final possession. I don't think Taterville even.
They're not even going to try to get off a final shot.
Well, kind of unusual.
Christie just holding it, and that's the ball game. Streak snap, an eight-game losing streak, beating Taterville 47-25. The Tornadoes now 0-12 on the season. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home.
but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, an overnight low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching around 48. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a chance of rain and a low around 35. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the postgame, Silver Streaks win tonight, snapping an 8-game losing streak. 47-25, the final. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, again, the Silver Streaks get the win, and Mike, it was a game that we figured wouldn't be a work of art, but necessarily that second half, you guys, I thought, took it at them pretty aggressively. They tried to ramp up the pressure a little bit, and seemed like we were able to hit some shots throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, I mean, what we wanted to get back to was guarding the way we're capable of. And, you know, when we came here and G said it, you know, we had a little coaches meeting, and G said it. He said, you know, when you came here 4 years ago, you said you're going to play the guys that played the hardest, the guys that rebounded, and the guys that didn't turn the ball over. And, you know, I think we got back to that tonight and made that a focus. And we got to get back to basics. You know, we can run 30 plays or 30 defenses, but, you know, our bread and butter has got to be man-to-man. And our bread and butter has got to be hustling and guarding and playing the way we're capable of. And I mean, they held 8 points in the first half. And, you know, as a matter of time, they were going to make some shots. But I think, you know, for the entire game, you know, at the end, I know at the minute left, people think we're crazy. We're yelling focus and getting a stance. But, you know, we want to make sure that we can play 32 minutes because we know at some point, you know, tonight wasn't the night we needed 32 minutes. But at some point here in the near future, probably tomorrow, we're going to need 32.
Yeah, no question. I think both those games will be tough ones tomorrow. As far as today goes, one positive thing, certainly, not only the win tonight, 6 turnovers this afternoon, 5 turnovers tonight. you keep those things in single digits, and that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, frustrated this afternoon because, you know, defensively we didn't have our same bounce. And I think the ball handling's gotten better. I think, you know, Lamont's, you know, played tremendous in two games, and he struggled, you know, turning the ball over early, and Kendall has too. And I thought, you know, offensively, you know, moving the basketball has you know, been better.
Yeah, Lamont seems to be playing with as much confidence on the offensive end as we've seen all season.
Yeah, I mean, he shot the ball extremely well, and you know, Kendall shot it well. He airballed a free throw there, but, I mean, he's made free throws. And I thought Drew Nall came in there and played aggressive, and sometimes defensively he's not the best defensive player, but I think he stuck his nose in there a couple, two, three times a day and earned himself some more time with his aggressiveness.
And speaking of sticking your nose in there, as usual, Grant Gibson doing a lot of that, and we also got nice contributions from Carson Cheeseman in both games today.
Yeah, I thought Carson, you know, he's earned a chance to play, you know, and his game isn't pretty, that's for sure, but some points it's effective. And sometimes, you know, you use a guy like that to send a message to some guys maybe that have a little more talent than he does, and if he can play that hard, you can play that hard too. He's got production, you know, for a guy that people would say can't shoot. You know, he gets an open shot. He's made it a couple of them in the last couple games, and I think he's done a nice job.
Well, and you said from the outset of the season we're trying to form a cohesive unit out of a lot of guys that are fairly one-dimensional in their game. You still see that show up sometimes, but if you can get each player into the right position in the context of the game, I guess you have a chance to be successful.
Yeah, easier said than done sometimes. But, I mean, I think that you know, guys like Carson and Drew and Kendall and Jervon, and they're starting to find their niche a little bit. We've got to, you know, at some points you got to be able to ease your deficiencies out a little bit, you know, is a nice way to put it. If you're not a great defender, well, we got to have a little more effort on defense. If you turn the ball over, you know, then you got to cut that down to get more time. And I think those guys have started to figure that out. Now, you know, in the locker room, as corny as it sounds, we need five guys playing as one. You know, if you can watch Hoosiers, has been on a lot here on NBA TV in the lockout, but, you know, we need five guys playing as one. And I know that's a corny, old school saying, but if we don't get that, you know, it's like knocking your head against the wall. It's not going to work.
Yeah, well, I think we've got to mention, too, the guy that has been by far our leading scorer and rebounder, Aslan Butler. You're trying to get him back to the intensity that he mm-hmm. played with early in the season, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he missed a practice over break, which didn't thrill any of the coaches too often or his teammates. But, you know, he's given us an honest effort most of the time. I think he's concentrated on shooting instead of rebounding and guarding, which has made him a special player in our league. When he plays around the hoop and gets rebounds and offensive rebounds and finishes, that makes him an all-conference player. Shooting threes, you know, and he made some threes against Sterling. He can shoot it. That's not what's going to make him an all-conference player. What makes him an all-conference player is rebounding, defense, and being a leader. And we're trying to get that back instilled in him. And I think we made positive steps in that way tonight.
Phil, like I'm talking to Bruce Weber last night after he was talking about Myers Leonard for the Illini. Same thing, a big guy that can come out and shoot, but his biggest value is in the paint.
Right. I mean, we need him to guard the other team's best post player. We need him to play harder than everybody on the floor. And we need him to on the glass and you know, the threes come and the other things come, but that's got to be constants in our game. And I think you saw that in the second half. One message was served, I think.
All right. Have a good night's rest, Mike. See you here.
It'll be better than this afternoon. Thanks.
Okay. That's Mike Reynolds, head coach of the Silver Streaks, after they win it here tonight, 47-25. Brad?
Take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final team statistics and the individual scoring. Also have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 47-25, Galesburg beats Taylorville. Back with more coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I noticed something the other day. Everywhere I went, there was a city bus stop. I thought, maybe I should be taking the bus. It would obviously fit in my routine. Plus, I'd save a few bucks. I went home and Googled Galesburg Bus. I had schedules, fare pricing, rider's etiquette, everything I needed to know in just two clicks. I also learned that a driver won't stop in the middle of a block. I need to wait for the bus at the corner of any intersection, bus bench, or bus shelter.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
When winter weather hits, trust the WGIL news team to bring you the latest delays and cancellations. Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
And we're very happy that the bad weather hasn't hit over these 2 days, as we had a good trip down to Taylorville and, well, not an overall successful day for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, but certainly a successful evening. A tough 4-point loss to Charleston earlier today, but a 22-point win over Taylorville here tonight, 47-25, as Galesburg snaps an 8-game losing streak to improve to 5-8 on the season. Taylorville drops to 0-12. Jim, let's take a look at the final team statistics to get our post-game stats started here.
All right, for the night, Galesburg shooting over 40%. First time we've done that in a little while. 16 for 36 from the field, about 44% for the Silver Streaks. Taylorville, 33% at 10 out of 30, only getting 30 shots off. That's another problem for Taylorville. They don't score many points anyway. They've got to get it up on the rim a few more times than that if they're going to have a chance to win any ball games this season. Rebounding edge went to the Tornadoes. We had them at 25-20, rebounding edge on the glass. Turnover count, though, a problem for Taylorville. They had 15, not a huge amount, but given the low point total in the game and the fact the Silver Streaks only had 5 turnovers tonight, that's a pretty big disparity with that 10-turnover differential. So on paper, on the scoreboard, it all adds up to a nice Galesburg win. And finally, I was writing down our record going into tomorrow now to get 5 in the win column instead of 4. I've been writing that 4 for too doggone long. Now we're up to 5-8 and hopefully can add 6 and 7 tomorrow, but we'll have to play even better than we did tonight to do it.
Well, I guess I really hadn't thought about it this way until you said it. It's been a month, though.
Yeah.
Because Galesburg got 4 wins at the Thanksgiving tournament and nothing since then. So, yeah, it's been a month. Silver Streaks shot well from 3-point range tonight, 7 of 15. Keep that in mind for our final order of business coming up here. Taylorville, meanwhile, just 1 of 6 from 3-point range. Tornado shot 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Galesburg not great again, 8 of 15 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, we'll start off with the Tornadoes, led by Kyle Willauer with 9. Tanner Jackson and Jack Folk each had 5. Austin Peters finished with 4. Jeff McChristie had 2 for the Tornadoes. Chaz Dees, Blake Peters, Grant Livingston, Kyle Owens, Dorian Norville, and Ross Carls did not score for the Tornadoes. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Drew Nall led the way with 12 off the bench. Kendall Thompson also off the bench with 10, 5 in the second quarter, 5 in the fourth quarter. Lamont Ross finished with 8, coming off a career-high 19 in the game earlier today. Grant Gibson finished with 6. Carson Cheeseman and Austin Garnett each had 4. Ryan Carl with 2. Aslan Butler with a single point here tonight. Trevon Diggins, Seth Morling, Zach Wilkie played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it 47-25. Mentioned the good 3-point shooting tonight. That sets the stage for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And that player would be the young man who nailed the most tonight, and that would be Drew Nall. Drew coming in, and I want to think he missed one or two early in this game as well, and you're thinking, boy, he just really lost his shot. But then he kept after it, and I think that's important because that's his value to the team. He's a shooter. He had to shoot his way out of a little bit of a slump. We've seen him here lately, and he sure did it here tonight. What do you have, 4 3-pointers?
4 of them. Yeah. 4 for 6 from 3-point range.
So no question, especially in a game that still by and large was a low-scoring game. Those 3-pointers are big bombs, and he kept our margin comfortable as we worked our way through this game.
He had 1 in each quarter. His 3-pointer in the first quarter gave Galesburg the lead. It never relinquished, breaking the 4-4 tie, making it 7-4. His 3-pointer in the second quarter gave Galesburg an 8-point lead and worked its way up to 10 by halftime. With Taylorville still hanging around down 7 in the third quarter, Drew's 3 then put him up by 10. And then, as you mentioned, he had another one in the fourth quarter, by which time the Silver Streaks were comfortably in the lead. So Drew Nall, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for this evening. Now, for tomorrow, lots more basketball coming your way. Galesburg girls basketball at 10:30 against Urbana. So join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the pregame coverage there from Charleston as the Silver Streaks continue to try to keep their winning streak going after an 80-50 win earlier today over Decatur Eisenhower. Galesburg boys tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Our pregame at about 12:40 here on WGIL as the Silver Streaks will open against Mattoon tomorrow afternoon. And then another game for the Galesburg boys coming up tomorrow night against Rantoul. Chance for the Silver Streaks maybe to knock Rantoul out of a potential championship. But Charleston in the lead right now at 3-0. Rantoul right behind at 2-0. And the Silver Streaks in the mix at 1-1, but need some help if they're going to win this holiday tournament. So, again, a good victory tonight for the Silver Streaks as they break an 8-game losing streak and 2 games more coming tomorrow to wrap up the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. For Nicole Olin back at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Taylorville High School.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.